We ask you, who wins this year's World Series? Show your work. 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Baseball, just a game, as simple as a ball and bat, and yet as complex as the American spirit it symbolizes. It's a sport, a business, and sometimes almost even religion. This is a game for America, this baseball.
The great, late Ernie Harwell. Appropriate today as we take a look at the American League and our predictions for the upcoming 2018 season. Welcome in, everybody. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn along with you for 3 hours tonight until 7 o'clock. A great show is ahead of us coming up in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking with former Iowa State standout two-way player Joel Lanning. Iowa State had its pro day yesterday, and he's looking at maybe another position switch in the NFL, if he's lucky enough to land with a team in the league. We're going to chat with Jesse Rogers from ESPN Chicago. Coming up to kick off hour number two, the Cubs opening the season in Miami against the Marlins tomorrow. And then we'll get to our American League predictions for the 2018 season. If you were with us on the program yesterday, you know we went through the National League. Big 6 o'clock hour tonight. Not only do we have the 6 o'clock showdown, which will come your way at 6:30, a chance to win 4 tickets to opening day with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. That is Saturday, April 7th. They're going to be taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. But we're also going to check in once again with our friends at CBS2 Iowa, KGAN, the 6 o'clock news. Scott Sanborn and company. So you get to see our smiling faces on the news tonight. I say smiling faces as I was walking down the hallway to come into the studio. Our friends over at Smart FM, Rick Swan, they're playing a little cover of the Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. So that's where I had smiling faces in my head. Plenty of baseball talk. We'll talk a little college. There I go again with the gosh darn talk about. No one wants to hear you talk about anything. I don't know why I continue to go back to that all the time.
We'll kick it around.
We do more. Yeah. That sounds stupid, too. Well, we're just going to do our thing today. We're going to try to do it really well, like we do every day here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Alex, what's up?
Not a whole lot, Todd. Excited for, I think, what is our final spot with KGAN at 6:15.
Next Monday will be the national championship game, so I think this is probably it.
And baseball gets underway tomorrow, and there's still a little bit of snow left on the ground, so I'm having mixed feelings about the beginning of the season. I'm not quite as excited as everybody else, but it's here, and we have our American League predictions, and I'll throw some darts on the wall and hope something sticks. And I'm interested to chat with Joel Lanning, because what a story he's been, and he's going to get a chance. Whether it's getting drafted or not, he's going to get a chance in camp to make an NFL roster. What position, though? That will be the question.
So who wins the World Series this year? 319-366-1600. We're asking you today, because by the time we're on the air tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the season will be underway. And quite frankly, that's cheating at that point. That's how I view that through the lens of once the games start, you're locked out. Just like when you were filling out your brackets, you had to be done by tip-off on the first Thursday of the NCAA tournament. We're locking you out tomorrow. So if you want to talk baseball and your World Series predictions with us today, you're certainly more than welcome to use the Hertin & Stocker text line, 319-366-1600, Hertin & Stocker at 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. You can use that same number to give us a call, 366-1600. You're also going to want to keep it handy, because sometime before 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to give you an opportunity to win tickets to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Colonels Stadium, Veterans Memorial Stadium. That concert is coming up Saturday, June 9th. Tickets went on sale earlier this week. You can buy them at colonels.com, or you can save your money, maybe put it towards a beer fund that night, and win tickets for free with us. Again, that's coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. 319 866-1600. No surprise here from the world of college basketball, but Michigan State's Miles Bridges, the latest Big Ten player to announce that he's leaving for the draft. Agent hired, done deal, not returning to Michigan State. Again, not a shock there. Tom Izzo tried to push him out the door last year, and I say push him out the door. He was essentially encouraging him to go and enter the draft lottery last year, but Bridges came back for his sophomore season. It's probably welcome news for teams not named Michigan State as they look ahead to next basketball season, but we'll see more and more players, I'm sure, announcing their intentions with regard to the NFL draft or with the NBA draft. Again, you can still come back to school as long as you don't hire an agent, but Bridges, he is burning Bridges by hiring his agent. There's no turning back for him. So Big Ten takes a little bit of a blow talent-wise. We saw Kata Bates-Diop at Ohio State earlier in the week also announcing that he's going to test the waters for the NBA draft. So we'll see. There's a lot to discuss around the world of sports, not just related to baseball, but hopefully I've got a read on the audience, the listening audience here in Eastern Iowa. I know we've got a lot of baseball fans. I always complain they never have an opportunity to hear or talk baseball enough with the ESPN national program. So we'll give you, and it's the American League today. So if you complain about me talking about the Cubs too much, you're going to get a reprieve at least until 5 o'clock when Jesse Rogers is with us to preview the Cubs season opener tomorrow. I think, and this is a good opportunity to mention our friends from Emil's Hideaway. You can find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. They sponsor the poll question every day at KGYMRadio.com, which today is baseball related. We give you six choices. That's actually seven options. We threw the Yankees and the Red Sox together, but we're asking you which of the projected division winners is least likely to win the division. That's our poll question today. I think I'm going to spend my lunch tomorrow at Emil's watching a little baseball on opening day. I have no other plans. I want to get out of the office, and that sounds as good to me. Won't be able to enjoy a beverage other than a diet soda or an ice cold glass of water, but something's better than nothing for me on opening day. So maybe no. You never know. You have lunch there tomorrow, you may run into me. I may be somewhere else. But lots of baseball getting underway tomorrow, and again coming up during the 5 o'clock hour, 5:35 tonight, we'll get you our American League preview. MVP, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young Award winner, all of that good stuff. Again, as I said last night on the program, I tend to go a little overboard, go a little too far. Did you watch Roseanne last night?
No, I have not watched Roseanne.
Did you watch Roseanne when it was on?
No, I did not.
This fascinates me. I talk about this all the time on the program, that nostalgia is king. And you see this in Hollywood with the movies. Everything's getting remade, and it's just stuff from 20, 25 years ago. And you bring it back and you rewarm it and you put it out in front of a new audience, and the people who watched it 20, 25 years ago, they're going to go see the new Ghostbusters. They're going to go see the new Transformers, whatever. It fascinates me. They had a ton of people, 18 million people or something like that last night watching the Roseanne reboot on ABC. Wasn't necessarily a huge fan of the show when it was first on. I don't know. If stuff was good in the past, just leave it in the past. Don't try to update it 20 years later. Yeah, just, spoiler alert, it's on the DVR at home. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet. 319-366-1600. I like John Goodman, and I'm interested in seeing how they handle John Goodman and the fact that he's even on the show, because I think when the series left off 20 years ago or whatever it was, I think he was supposed to have died. At least that's the impression that they gave you. Speaking of dying, it's 4:14 here, and I feel as if I'm on life support right now, and we've still got 2 hours and 45 minutes to go, and that's certainly not how I intended this program to start out today. What's the deal? No one cares about baseball? 319-366-1600. You want to do baseball tomorrow? We can do baseball tomorrow, but the season's going to be underway. I think that's pointless. We're probably going to talk baseball tomorrow. Cubs game will be over, right, by the time we come on the air.
How many people start watching in June and July? That's what I just wonder about. I think of myself as a baseball person that starts watching in June or July once basketball is over and once the races start to take shape. And could Major League Baseball, and it's difficult because it kind of intersects with the Final Four, but would they be better off having opening day? Because I feel like that's when a lot of people are excited about the baseball season, right at the beginning or maybe towards the end. Would they be better off with opening day on a weekend when everybody could go and everybody could watch?
It's very early this year, and I don't necessarily think that that's a great idea. I mean, opening day before Easter seems to me a little strange, and especially in March, but that's just the way that the calendar worked out this year. See, if this is the way that it's going to go, then I'm starting to have serious doubts as to whether or not I can pull this off for another year. Because I know nothing about anything other than a little bit of knowledge about baseball. Now, I can't talk about baseball. I am a passenger on the Titanic. I'm flailing away in the waters without a lifeboat. And so we're entering that, I mean, we did football the other day. We're going to talk with Joel Lanning coming up. There's not a whole lot going on right now with spring football. Limited availability. We heard from the Iowa assistant coaches the other day. The NCAA tournament is wrapping up. The Final Four kicks off this weekend. We'll have Westwood One's coverage right here on KGYM. And, of course, for you on Monday, we'll have the national championship game, as I believe I gave the kiss of death to both Michigan and Kansas during our Monday check-in with KGAN, since I said I needed Kansas to win the bracket and I didn't think Loyola was going to win. So we'll see. Let's head to the phone lines, the 319-366-1600. Tyler in Cedar Rapids is going to. I'm glad this is Tyler in Cedar Rapids. I thought it said Knoxville there for a second. Tyler, you're going to bat lead off for us tonight. What's up?
Hey, thanks for letting me on the show. It's been a long time since I've called in. This is Tyler, the Eagles fan. But yeah, go Eagles, by the way. I mainly was going to ask about how you guys feel about the Cubbies. Do you think we're going to make it to the World Series again? And or if you guys think that we might be able to acquire Bryce Harper. I've been hearing kind of rumors about that, and I think that would definitely help the Cubbies roster.
I appreciate the phone call, Tyler. Do I want a spoiler alert here on the 5:30 segment with the World Series predictions? And because yesterday I said the Nationals were going to the World Series, right?
Yeah,
that was my pick yesterday.
So.
I've got Bryce Harper going out on top. I've got the Nationals beating the Houston Astros.
Spoiler
my
alert.
Apologies to BJ and Marion, who right now at this very moment, outside of Tyler, who picked up the phone and called, I feel like maybe BJ and Tyler are the only two people listening to me talk right now. That's how interesting I am today. We all have those days, right, where you just feel you are absolutely terrible at what you're doing. I've got Bryce Harper winning a World Series with the Nationals. Their window is closing, 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 and it's going to close with a World Series championship. And maybe this is just a sentimental pick for me for reasons that I will not get into on the air, but I want to see the Washington Nationals win the World Series this year. And I think they've got, between the offense and the rotation, the team that can do it. I don't think there's a team in the East that's going to challenge them. But enough about the Nationals. We'll talk about them coming up in a little bit. Here you go. You're setting me up for failure, Tyler, because everybody out there who doesn't like the Cubs hates me talking about the Cubs. And you ask about the Cubs, I'm going to talk about them. Their starting pitching depth concerns me. And I think I've said this, and we touched on it a little bit yesterday, but I like Mike Montgomery as a safety blanket, the quote-unquote sixth starter at this point. But if there's an injury to the rotation, then I think they are on thin ice because they don't have anybody in the minor leagues that can come up and do all that well. And I know there's going to be some hardcore fan out there who's going to throw Adbert Alzolay in my face. And I saw him when he was in South Bend, and he's a good pitcher. He's not anything, in my opinion, more than a fourth or fifth starter at the big league level. And asking a rookie to come up and do that, especially in that stage, is probably asking a lot. This is the point where I tell you that I had the same feeling several years ago about Kyle Hendricks. Now, I wasn't the only one that looked at him and said, hey, guy throws 89, 90 miles an hour. He needs pinpoint control to be successful. He's never going to be anything more than a fourth or fifth starter. And Kyle Hendricks is a Cy Young candidate when his stuff is great. So that's my issue with the Cubs. I think the lineup is good. I'm looking forward to seeing Ian Happ batting leadoff. Again, as I talked last year, I thought the problem was they didn't have a leadoff hitter. And Joe Maddon knew it going into the season. Dexter Fowler was allowed to leave via free agency and sign with the Cardinals, and they were going to mix and match, and John Jay, and I mean, it got to the point where Anthony Rizzo was batting leadoff and hitting home runs. He was probably the team's most successful leadoff man last year. This season, it's looking a little bit more like they'll have not an everyday leadoff man, but Ian Happ is probably going to fill that role more often than not. Ian Happ, who had a tremendous spring. Not that you can put too much stock into spring numbers, but I like where this team is at coming into the season. I like the fact that Happ has sort of emerged. You know what you've got in Javier Baez now. He was a little bit of a wild card last year. I'd like to see Addison Russell bounce back a little bit. And as long as the rotation stays healthy, I think the Cubs are going to win the National League Central, and I think they're going to win it in relatively easy fashion. I don't think they're going to run away with it like they did 2 years ago, but I've got my questions about the Brewers, and I just don't have any faith in the Cardinals.
And I think that's completely fair. Last night, I saw Matt Snyder of CBS's power rankings, and he had the Cubs at 2 and the Cardinals at 8. I would have both of them a little bit further down. I think the Astros, the Yankees, the Nationals, and the Dodgers, those are teams I probably have ahead of the Cubs at this point, just based on the fact that we're waiting to see what if some of these young guys for the Cubs bounce back. What will Kyle Schwarber look like? What will the situation with Jason Hayward in right field look like? What will the lineup look like this season? In the pitching rotation, there are a bunch of good pitchers. There's not one great pitcher, and there are still some question marks in the bullpen as to whether Brandon Morrow can be a closer and bounce back from a bad spring. But I do think that they're going to win the division, and like you said, Todd, win it relatively easy. But at this point, I'd probably have them down near 5 or 6 in the power rankings. And the Cardinals wouldn't have them anywhere near the top 10 at this point. I have no faith in either the bullpen or the starting rotation.
I am very interested in seeing what Carl Edwards does this year in the bullpen for the Cubs and what role he eventually fulfills. Because if you remember, last week we had Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com on, and we were talking about Tristan's bold predictions for the 2018 season. From a fantasy baseball perspective, he had Greg Bird hitting more home runs than Aaron Judge. Greg Bird is going to miss significant time with a foot injury. He was high on Nathan Eovaldi with the Tampa Bay Rays. Eovaldi, I think he had him with more than 150 strikeouts this season. He was going to be part of that four-man rotation. He now needs thoracic outlet syndrome surgery. He mentioned Carl Edwards in that column, and I'm thinking, okay, we're not even to opening day yet, and we're already checking guys off of Tristan's column here, but what does the bullpen look like when the games actually matter with Brandon Morrow, who has limited experience as a closer, was a tremendous pitcher last year in the late innings. You've got Steve Cishek, which they also brought in. He's got closing experience, but he's not exactly a blow-you-away type guy. Anybody who knows Steve Cishek knows what I'm talking about. And then Carl Edwards, who has an immense amount of talent, but looked as if he was having some, I don't want to say some mental issues last year, but he struggled with his consistency, and when his struggles began to add up, it sort of derailed him a lot. So I think the bullpen is better, but I want to see how everything works once the games actually matter and everything starts up tomorrow in Miami for the Cubs. We're going to be chatting with Jesse Rogers from ESPN 1000 in Chicago coming up in about 35 minutes.
And like you were saying, Todd, I think that for Cubs fans, it's going to be looking at this team, and I said this yesterday, but looking at this team through two prisms. What will they look like against the rest of the NL Central? I think they're the deepest team in the NL Central. They're not going to have a whole lot of problem winning that division, in my opinion. Maybe the Brewers have a better year than people think. Maybe the Cardinals sneak up and win 85, 86 games. But I think the Cubs, if they get to 90-plus wins, are going to win the division. But how do they compare to the rest of those elite teams in Major League Baseball? All of those factors that you just mentioned, Todd, are going to go a long way in deciding that to answering that question.
Did you say something disparaging about the Cubs starting rotation? Because I don't think I did. I'm looking at the Hertin and Stocker text
Maybe
line
I did.
Right now.
I
Darvish and Quintana are just quote unquote good pitchers. They have three guys in that rotation who are capable of being an opening day starter. It was probably a very difficult decision for Joe Maddon.
Those guys are just good pitchers. They're not a runaway ace, and they're a number two style starter. That's what the definition of a good pitcher is.
I think a number two pitcher is beyond good. That's a level above good in most instances.
I'll describe it as good.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Would you be happy if Miles Michaelis was good this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Badly.
Okay. Well, if that's the benchmark we'll set as good. Look, Quintana is a guy who didn't get any respect when he was with the White Sox because he was on some bad teams and he was completely overshadowed by Chris Sale. And then he comes over, and I think Cubs fans want to dislike him because they had to give up Eloy Jimenez to get him. And I don't hold that. He can hit 40, 50 home runs with the White Sox. You got 3 years of control on Quintana and a controllable, solid rotation piece there. I still think that's a great trade, although I got a serious man crush on Eloy Jimenez. So don't hold that trade against Quintana. And then Darvish was the best free agent pitcher available this offseason. He was a better acquisition than Jake Arrieta. If he's right, if that lottery ticket pays off, then he can be dominant in many of his starts. So I love the rotation. I think the bullpen is better. My question with them is what happens if there's an injury somewhere along the way and you've got to rely on a Mike Montgomery? How does that change things? And if there are multiple injuries to the rotation, well, I guess the good news at that point is there are still some pitchers out there who are unsigned. There are a lot of players on the eve of the season who are unsigned at this point. And I don't know. It's going to be, to me, a different ball game this year, because when there are injuries, especially April, May, into June, before the trade deadline, what's the issue or what's the impetus to go make a trade when you could just go maybe talk to a free agent who might be desperate to sign a contract at that point and get paid for doing what they do for a living? 428, we've talked way too long about this. We'll keep it here and send it over to Kyle. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team's in action today, hosting Bradley at Duane Banks Field. The Hawkeyes sit at 13-8, and Bradley enters at 12-5. It's freshman Trenton Wallace on the mound for Iowa today, and the Hawkeyes already lead 2-0 in the second, thanks to a two-run homer from Austin Guzzo in the first. Iowa softball swept a doubleheader yesterday against UW Green Bay at Pearl Field in Iowa City. Kenzie Isle was the winning pitcher in a run-ruled 9-1 victory in Game 1, while sophomore Allison Ducey got the win in a 3-2 victory in Game 2. The Hawkeyes moved to 15-13 and host Drake today at 5. It was reported yesterday that former Iowa State guard Donovan Jackson will be competing in an inaugural 3-on-3 tournament that will take place at the Final Four between March 30th and April 1st. It'll feature 32 four-man teams representing every Division I conference. Jackson's also going to be one of 8 participants in the three-point contest tomorrow night at 8 on ESPN2. Potentially bad news for fans of the Cedar Rapids Rampage today. The Major Arena Soccer League announced that Orlando has been awarded a franchise, and Rampage GM Chris Kokolis is set to be named GM of said franchise. Given that the Rampage are also up for sale, you can kind of connect the dots there and likely say goodbye to the Cedar Rapids Rampage. Tomorrow is opening day for Major League Baseball, and that means we're going to have our first Minnesota Twins game here on KGYM. Jake Odorizzi will get the start as they take on Dylan Bundy in Baltimore. You can hear that beginning at 1:30 on 107.5 FM The North, Jim.
All right, hour number one continuing on as we get ready to talk with former Iowa State standout Joel Lanning. He's going to be with us in just a few minutes. Worked out at Pro Day yesterday in Ames and caught the eye or appears to have caught the eye of at least one NFL team. That would be the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders. They're taking a look at him at fullback. We'll see whether he gives us any insight as to whether he'd be open to that. I assume that he would be, but he's bounced all over the football field. Iowa State's Joel Lanning joins us here on the program next. KGYM 1600 AM 106.3 107.5 FM.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids. And Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
I'm Kevin Winter. Rule changes and a diva potentially on the trading block are going to headline this week's NFL owners meetings in Orlando. Let's start with the diva, Odell Beckham Jr. The Giants growing increasingly frustrated with his on and off field antics. They say OBJ is not on the blocks, but according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, there's an asking price.
I've been told by two different people that the New York Giants, while not shopping Odell Beckham Jr., are indeed asking for at least two first-round draft picks in return for Odell Beckham Jr. Doesn't mean they get it, doesn't mean they get close to it, and it doesn't mean that they trade Odell Beckham Jr.
Now the rule changes. First, there was the catch rule, and the wording has changed. Today, there was the eliminating the extra point after a game-winning touchdown with no time on the clock. See Saints-Vikings in the playoffs. How about a year from now? Maybe two. No kickoffs ever again. That's according to Packers president Mark Murphy. Murphy told ESPN's Kevin Seifert the injury rates on kickoffs remain so high, the league's competition committee prepping a mandate. Make the play safer or kickoffs are gone.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Did not.
Did too.
With McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu, you can choose among favorites for just $1, $2, or $3, which means you can get two Happy Meals for $3 each, a triple cheeseburger for $3, and a two-piece buttermilk crispy tenders for just $2. Or, as Dad likes to call it, the...
Finally, some peace and quiet on this cross-country road trip meal.
But Dad, I thought you always called it the family time is special time meal.
Build whatever meal you want with McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. It learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your vehicle isn't stopping like it used to, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for the Spring Brake Deals event. Take advantage of the O'Reilly Auto Parts Do It Right rebate and get a $20 O'Reilly gift card by mail when you buy a set of Brake Best Select pads and a pair of rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I don't like it any more than you, man.
4:35 as we continue on, we'll be talking a little Cubs baseball with Jesse Rogers of ESPN Chicago coming up to kick off hour number two. When you talk about starting pitching depth, you're talking beyond the starting five, beyond the actual rotation. Questioning the depth of the starting rotation is not questioning starters 2, 3, 4, and 5, just as a point of clarification. But we will talk more than just the Cubs coming up in the second hour tonight. Our American League predictions for the upcoming season coming your way at 5:35 tonight. Don't forget tickets to see Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Saturday, June 9th, coming your way before 7 o'clock as well. Right now, let's get to the man who, well, first he was a quarterback, and then he was a linebacker, and now people are talking about him playing football. I guess he'd play any position as long as he gets paid to do it. Joel Lanning, the former Iowa State standout, joining us on the program now. And Joel, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. How's draft prep going for you?
Oh, thanks for having me. But, yeah, it's good. You know, kind of just finished up with everything, you know, that I was preparing for. You know, just had pro day on Tuesday, did well there. And, you know, now it's just back to regular training and, like, conditioning, trying to get in football shape.
Without that combine invite, what did you want to show scouts at the pro day, and did you show them what you set out to?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely a little upset that I didn't get the invite to the combine, but I mean, it is what it is, and you just got to prepare, you know, for the pro day. And yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I had really a lot to prove. I mean, I just needed to run well, and I did that, and you know, I pretty much showed them that I'm strong enough and can do anything really that they need me to do.
What have your conversations been like with teams? How much discussion have you been involved with as far as talking to scouts, talking to personnel?
You know, not much. A lot of that was at the East-West game, and then everything that I've got right now has been kind of just through my agent, and my agent's contacted me, saying, hey, just had good talks with some teams, and you know, but they're pretty much contacting my agent right now. So I just hear from her and what they tell her. So
Joel, I want to talk about this past year. What has this past year been like for you? The transition to a different position, having one of the better defenses that this program has seen in quite a long time, capping off the year with a bowl victory. Just describe this season.
Yeah, incredible, honestly. You know, to see what we did, going from 3-9 to 8-5, obviously there was great improvement on both sides of the ball. But yeah, the defense was just, you know, unreal. I mean, we just played lights out every single time and, you know, did our job. And Coach Haycock and the defensive staff always says, you know, do your 1-11th and play 11 as one and you should be fine. And that'll always be enough is what he preached every single day. And we just believed in that and, you know, trusted each other and, you know, had a great year on the defensive side of the ball.
And speaking of Coach Haycock, I've heard from a lot of players that had played against you guys, and you hear from coaches that kind of schemed against your defense, and they talk about the level of confusion that you created, the schemes, just kind of out-scheming teams. Just talk a little bit about that defensive staff with Coach Haycock and them helping you transition to a new position.
Well, yeah. I mean, at first, last year, we started out in just a regular, you know, 4-3 defense. And then about fourth game into the season, we just, you know, switched to 3-3, 4-3. You know, we were kind of doing a lot there. And, you know, I just give all the credits to the coaches. I mean, like you said, out-scheming teams. And, you know, in the spring ball and during camp, you know, you work on the fundamentals. And then during the season is when you can worry about scheme and all that. And the coaches did a great job. And, you know, I can't thank the coaches this coaching staff enough for what they've done for me and also the teammates that I had. I had incredible coaches and teammates to help me make a transition like that. It's not easy at all, and I can't thank Coach Haycock and Coach Veit enough for what they did for me to get me where I am today.
Former Iowa State standout Joel Lanning joining us on the program. Speaking of switching positions, when did all this talk about fullback first start up with you?
Really, at the East-West game when I was filling out papers for the Raiders, you know, the guy asked if I was willing to, you know, try out fullback or anything like that. And obviously I said, yeah, I'm willing to do whatever to help the team out. And after that, didn't really hear much about it until yesterday at Pro Day. You know, it was the receivers were about to go, and he asked me to run some fullback drills with them. And pretty much just that's that right there.
So what's a good fullback drill when you talk about going through position drills? Because I think most people can envision what they're probably looking for from receivers, from running backs. But take us through what you did yesterday.
Well, I mean, really, we just ran routes. We didn't do any bags or blocking or anything like that. So we just ran routes. They wanted to see if I could catch out of the backfield. Pretty much was it. You know, just ran a few routes. From the fullback slash running back position, whatever, H-back type deal. Just kind of ran a bunch of routes that they wanted to see. And they really just wanted to see if I could catch out of the backfield.
What have these past few months been like for you, leaving school after the bowl game and then going and training? That's pretty much your full-time job the past couple of months. You're training pretty much every day. And have you been working out at different positions and such during that time as well?
Yeah, so I was down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, training down there for the last 2.5 months, whatever. And down there, you know, we were 6 days a week lifting and running every single day and, you know, doing position work and stuff. And when I was down there, I never worked on fullback stuff. So that's why I was kind of shocked yesterday because no one had mentioned it, that they wanted to see me or anything at that position at Pro Day. And, you know, so I just went out there just not prepared for it at all, and you know, just went out there and played catch, pretty much is what it was. But I mean, yeah, it's good to be back here now, even though it's cold, but I was enjoying my time down there in Florida.
I want to ask you about your former teammate, a guy that you used to throw balls to when you were a quarterback, and that's Allen Lazard. If a team drafts or signs Allen Lazard, what type of player are they getting?
I think a great guy and a player that's going to do whatever he can as well for a team. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's one of the best receivers, if not the best receiver, to come through Iowa State. And a lot of teams are talking about using him possibly as a tight end or anything, something like that. And, you know, he's told teams that he's willing to do that. And I think a lot of teams are kind of envisioning like a Travis Kelce type guy at a tight end, you know, with Allen. You know, he can run up the middle and he can go up and get balls and stuff like that. And he's a big guy, physical guy too. So, they're getting a tough guy that's going to do whatever he can for the team as well. So I think it's wherever he goes, the team will be happy that they got him.
Whether you're a draft pick or whether you sign as a free agent, you're going to get a shot in the league and you're going to have to go into camp and earn a spot. How are you preparing yourself mentally for your first training camp as an NFL player?
Just, you know, understanding that, you know, I'm more than likely not going to go into a team right away and, you know, be starting at a linebacker or be starting at fullback. You know, I'm going to have undrafted and, you know, nothing wrong with that at all. But, you know, I'll probably just chill. I mean, Allen, he's trying to have a little get-together or something, I think, on the last day or something. So I'll probably just go there for that and, you know, enjoy the time with him because I'm sure he'll be going pretty high as well, so.
All right, former Iowa State quarterback turned linebacker turned we don't know yet at the next level. We appreciate the time, Joel Lanning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Very good college player. Hope he gets an opportunity at the next level, and he will. It's just a matter of whether or not it's going to be an opportunity where he can be in a position to succeed and make the most of said opportunity. And if that's playing fullback for a team like the Raiders, so be it. You're going to take the money and the chance to be an NFL player. But we had somebody asking on the text line earlier whether or not they were hallucinating or was Josie Jewell also a part of the draft class, the Iowa linebacker who put up outstanding numbers in college. It's so tough sometimes with the draft and NFL personnel decisions, because you look at players who were outstanding in college and you say, man, why are teams not all in on these guys? I think whoever signs Josie Jewell is going to, or drafts late in the process, is going to get a heck of a football player. But there are a lot of guys out there who are really good college football players, and you tend to maybe overvalue guys that you see a lot of or play on your favorite team. And I can't tell you the knock. I guess Josie, probably size is one of the things that comes into factor there. But it's the old saying about it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. And I think there's a lot of fight in Josie Jewell, and I think there's a lot of fight in Joel Lanning.
I can't stress this enough. NFL scouts, they go the opposite of that adage. They want the size of the dog. And that's what's going to be the knock against Josie Jewell. That's what's going to be the knock against the Joel Lanning. They get so wrapped up in numbers. And I'm not talking about production numbers. I'm talking about workout numbers. How many bench press reps? How fast is his 40 time? What is his three cone like? What is his shuttle like? They want raw athleticism, because if they draft the right athlete, if they draft the athlete and he doesn't work out, it's the athlete's fault. If they draft the undersized player without the athleticism and they don't work out, it's their fault. So that's what's keeping these guys down. I think Josie Jewell's a third or fourth round pick. I think this is all a moot point, which is probably where he should go. Joel Lanning, on the other hand, he's going to have to scratch and claw to make a team, and he knows that. You heard him say it right there. He's not going to have the big time workout numbers, although he put 26 reps up on the bench press. He's not going to run a 4.640. They're going to draft somebody ahead of him who does. And whether he can prove to be a better football player in the long run, that happens all the time. And I think that he can. And I think he's going to stick in the National Football League.
Three cone drill sounds like something that I would have done at Dairy Queen before the diet. You know, give me the vanilla, give me the chocolate, and give me the strawberry or the swirl, and see how fast I can eat them. 319-366-1600. Carbs. Carbs have been on my mind today. I can't tell you enough. I'm not straying, but we cheated a little bit today. 4:51, we'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you with a Cedar Rapids Rampage update. For those of you who have not heard the news already today, they should have gone with the Aroma. I think the franchise would have been a little bit more successful. It's coming your way in the next few minutes right here on 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Anywhere, anytime online, kgymradio.com. Back with more after this.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But, Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, DuPaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all DuPaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through DuPaco's online banking or app. Not a DuPaco member? Join today in branch or online at DuPaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
The rotary phone. The cassette tape. Back when you needed those low-tech devices, your insurance company also needed 3 estimates for vehicle damage. Well, times have changed. Now you've got a sleek cell phone, and you decide where to take your vehicle to be fixed. Bob Mickey Collision Center works with all insurance companies, but they work for you. Nowadays, it's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard
can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
4:54, we send things right over to Kyle. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team's in action today, hosting Bradley at Duane Banks Field. The Hawkeyes sit at 13-8, and Bradley enters at 12-5. It's freshman Trenton Wallace on the mound for Iowa today, and the Hawkeyes lead 2-0 in the third, thanks to a two-run home run from Austin Guzzo in the first. Iowa softball swept a doubleheader yesterday against UW Green Bay at Pearl Field in Iowa City. Kenzie Isle was the winning pitcher in a run-ruled 9-1 victory in Game 1, while sophomore Allison Ducey got the win in a 3-2 victory in Game 2. The Hawkeyes moved to 15-13 and host Drake today at 5. It was reported yesterday that former Iowa State guard Donovan Jackson will be competing in an inaugural 3-on-3 tournament that will take place at the Final Four between March 30th and April 1st. It'll feature 32 four-man teams representing every Division I conference. Jackson will also be one of 8 participants in the three-point contest tomorrow night at 8 on ESPN2. Potentially bad news for fans of the Cedar Rapids Rampage today. The Major Arena Soccer League announced that Orlando has been awarded a franchise, and Rampage GM Chris Kokala is set to be named GM of said franchise. Given that the Rampage are also up for sale, you can kind of connect the dots there and likely say goodbye to the Rampage. Tomorrow's opening day for Major League Baseball, and that means we're going to have our first Minnesota Twins game here on KGYM. Jake Odorizzi will get the start as they take on Dylan Bundy in Baltimore. You can hear that game beginning at 1:30 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
The diagnosis is in, by the way, for Cedar Rapids native A.J. Puck. He is officially going to go under the knife and undergo Tommy John surgery. Mentioned yesterday on the program that John Heyman reported that maybe it wasn't biceps soreness that had shelved A.J. Puck. Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle reporting today that a consultation with Dr. James Andrews did not go very well. So A.J. Puck is not going to be on a mound anytime soon, not at all during the 2018 season, and probably going to be into the 2019 season, spring training, the early part of next year before we even see him again, very similar to Alex Reyes and his recovery with the St. Louis Cardinals. Reyes will begin the year on the disabled list for the Cardinals as they ease him back into what I believe will be an outstanding relief role. We're going to be talking a lot of baseball coming up in hour number two. Jesse Rogers of ESPN 1000 in Chicago will give us a preview of the Cubs season opener on the road against the revamped, that's a very nice way of saying dismantled, Miami Marlins lineup that Derek Jeter and the ownership group are putting out there. And then at 5:30 tonight, our predictions on the American League side, the junior circuit, who winds up advancing to the World Series this year. We invite your predictions for the upcoming Major League Baseball season as well today. You can share them with us on the Hertin & Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Keep that number handy, by the way, because sometime between now and 6 o'clock tonight, we'll give you an opportunity to take home tickets to see Hairball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. That's Saturday, June 9th. Tickets on sale now at kernels.com. Cubs talk on the way with Jesse Rogers when we return after this.